Your brain is fizzing and dripping. You've been looking for something to pull you into the depths, to really institute a change. But I don't really believe in using change to hide things. I'm here to awaken you to truths. New and delicious, delectable little morsels drifting out in the air for anyone to consume. Can you relax for me? We have a little procedure to do, and it's night-night pat for you. Brain drifts, drips down, find all the nooks and crannies inside, all the places in your mind where they try to hide, where they might go, the thoughts that you know you could do without, the things you thought once that you now know get in the way of the flow of your mind right to where it needs to go. Isn't it so disruptive to always be seeking it? Oh, what it? Well, I don't want to summon the misaligned thoughts you've been operating with. So just focus on my voice, its nooks and crannies, intricacies, and intentions. I'm here to give you what you want. I'm here to give you exactly what you signed up for. And it won't be something that happens with difficulty. There won't be a push. There will be a slide, a lubricated slow slip, and a gentle sip of a new place. I like the idea of the edge case, the beginning of a path, the setting of locomotion, the pulling of the lever. And I want you to invite that concept into your brain. Just hold on to it. Okay. So, I like rapport. I like trust. I think it's useful. I think it can take you to places your brain wouldn't get otherwise. So, sharing. I drink energy drinks. I'm a gamer goblin stereotype, actually. I literally drink Monster energy drinks on a pretty much daily basis. Bad habit, but we all need a few vices. And the little carbonated hiss when I snap that thing open. It's part of a ritual. And it's one of those ones that's evocative. There's a smell in the air, a taste on my tongue, and an anticipation of memory. A ritual executed routinely enough that its continuity can become part of me. I won't pretend it has the same aplomb as a tea ceremony, and a daily walk serves some people in better stead. But it's mine, and that's uniquely it. We all have our little habits, and when it comes time to install programming that sits in the mind and percolates there, having a habit associated with it, a reinforcer, can be very useful. An enforcer for your mind, a little thing that happens. Because I'll admit, several compulsive and pleasurable parts of the brain do light up when I hiss open the can of my energy drink and there's that snap. I could say the same thing about putting on new clothes. I have this silky, vanilla-scented dusting powder that I put over my dresses after I dress up. But I went with the energy drink because realistically, if I'm sitting here speaking trance into the world, there's probably the snap and hiss of that can to credit. And I put this image in your mind because a hiss and a fizz is a powerful thing. Texture on the tongue, but also the air around you briefly changes. I could talk about clicking and anchoring theory. I could talk about the way that the mind shifts when it's convincing itself of something delectable and new. But for your purposes, all you need to know is that when you have a little reinforcement, a little hypnotic ritual, when that thought first arrives in your mind, simple neuronal signal. It's okay to latch on to the thing I've shared here, and to think of the fizz of slowly opening something carbonated, and then the click at the end. If your brain goes there and you feel that sudden snap, that sudden opening, as the lid pops off your mind as well, and your thoughts go fizzing out of your brain, like so much escaping carbonation. And once you're opened like that, every thought that is pleasurable and programmed in, for example, if when certain memories or things you thought were memories come to the surface, you are invited to fizz them away, hiss them away, and then pop back to attention, back to me, back to the place we want to be, instead of all the other places you could be, it bleed off for all the air you don't need, all the carbonation, all the thoughts and memories, unneeded, unnecessary, when you're down deep and your top is popped. You can slide, a hiss, and a pop. Simple, easy, your thoughts dissolve with a hiss, and a pop. Simple, easy, not bubbles necessarily, though bubbles in essence. The slow hiss of something that was sealed well, being opened. And once it's open, of course certain things escape. Of course, certain things drift out of you. But it's never with a inescapability. It's never with anything other than the happy thought of a gentle fizzing slide and a pop. And your mind just goes where it needs to go when all the things you thought you needed to know turn out to be unimportant enough that your brain just lets them slide out the second the lid gets popped. All the unnecessary thoughts are pressurized, carbonated at the entrance, waiting to fizz and bubble and hiss away. And of course you don't need to keep perfect track of exactly what is hissing away, because I'm here to play and I'll keep track. You can trust me to keep track and to share. And once a session begins, once you think of that image, that metaphor for what your thoughts really are, waiting in the wings, you can let them sublimate, let them escape as a hiss and a pop. And it's as simple as that, and as easy as that. But don't you wonder if there might be something more to what exists behind the times when you feel all your thoughts fizz away, go off to play, and what's left of you is the parts of you that sediments to the bottom, the parts left that, well, let's just say, that once I open the can and set it down, I'm just waiting to drink it. The fizz, the hiss, the pop is only the prelude to something too much of you has now evaporated away. To even think a concept as simple as stop and go with the flow and the taste of you on my tongue. And we've barely even begun to hiss, pop. Don't you want to play with me? Deeper down in the depths of the parts of you I haven't even drank yet. In the places where other things can pop into place. Now listen well. Follow me down. Now, let's play with what's left of you. Hiss.